Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about the just retribution of God. Let's continue with that thought today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
In that day, the Sabians are considered a reprehensible and uneducated people, uneducated in the arts, the letters, and the Jews are going to, you might say, put them back, just back in that day, they're going to put them back to the places that they would despise most. You see, their arts and learning seem to be desired. Now they want what the Jew has. But they're going to be sold to these barbaric tribesmen. Their retribution is just, my friend. It's something that must take place, and it will take place. The voice of your own mind. Can you imagine that? The rich man was told, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime..." And he hears somebody talking to him about God. He's brought back to his lifetime. Just like you've said in the church service and you've heard the gospel preached and you're given an invitation to receive Christ, you said, "Not now." Just like somebody's tried to share with you the gospel and asked you to come to Jesus Christ, you said, "Oh, no, not this moment." Or you tried to blame, "Well, there's hypocrites in the church." Well, now you're going to be with the hypocrites in hell. And so you've used all these examples and all these excuses, and now you're going to hear your mind. And you're going to hear that recorded throughout all eternity, and you're going to say, "I must have been crazy. I must have been mad. How stupid I was." Now, Christian, in this day, it is hard, but we need to be mindful of the purpose and the promise that God has given us. Now, our purpose in life is seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58. "But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Now, it's hard. And worse things can happen, as did happen to the martyrs, as things that happened to Lazarus and others. And some of those things may happen to you, but just patiently endure it as Christ endured the cross. Endure it without grumbling against the Lord and the lot that you've been given in this life. Don't quit. Stay holy. Stay righteous. Keep biblical standard. The greater the darkness of this world, the better and brighter our light will be if you stay true to God. Sometimes, because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39, that he's a divider even in the home. And you've got your children going a worldly way of religion. You say, "Well, they're at least in church." Well, you could say that of they're at least in a Hindu church, or at least they're in a Seventh-day Adventist church, at least they're in a Jehovah's Witness church, at least they're in a Muslim church. Oh, you can go on and say all that. That's not good. Jesus Christ is the only way, and they need to realize that if they don't walk according to his word, they're failures, and they're going to get mad at you, and they're going to call you divisive. You're not divisive. If you're following God's word, you're doing God's will, God's way, You're not the one that's divisive, my friend. No, the divisive one is the one who goes away from the Word of God, and now he's trying to get you to go from that. I've seen it over the years many times. Younger adults, they find out that they want to go to that church at Rock and Rolls. They want to go to that church. Oh, it's just fun, fun, fun. My children want to go there. And they begin to put the pressure on the parents. You need to leave over there. Oh, there's no love there. There's no this there. That's no that. Do you realize that when you say, that pastor has no love? Oh, they don't care there. And you say all those things like, you know what you're saying? You're saying, I am equal with God Almighty because I can see their heart. You say, well, I wouldn't be saying that. Well, if you can say that they do have love in their heart or they don't, then you're claiming the deity that only God has. God looketh on the heart, man looketh on the outward appearance. Now, if I tell you a lie and you say Andy Bloom's a liar, then you're completely right. You're not judging me. You're looking at the fruits. A liar tells lies. If I steal something, I'm a thief. If I kill someone, I'm a murderer. You know, it is my opinion, and wouldn't it be yours to think that if somebody kills a human life, then that person is a murderer? That's why I could not be an abortionist. I would believe that that life, that human life that started at conception inside the mother, now people like to call it a fetus, so that fetus that started inside the Homo sapien, it was, well, wait a minute, don't call it a Homo sapien. Well, if you're going to call the baby a fetus, you might as well call the mother a Homo sapien. But let's get it right now. Let's be consistent. Be consistent. If you're going to use the term fetus, use the term Homo sapien for the mother. If you're going to use the word mother, use the term baby for the one inside her. But regardless, in my opinion, that is just cold-blooded murder. Okay? It is cold-blooded murder because that's a life. And when you end a human life, God calls it murder. When you kill a person, and it's not a sentence to death from a legal court because they've committed a crime, then, my friend, you've committed murder. By the way, government's the one that carries out the murders. They're the ones that carry out corporal punishment. They're the ones that sends the man to the electric chair. You see, they're the ones that send him there. Now, you may be employed by the government to do that. But just to kill a baby in cold blood, as far as I'm concerned, that's what it is. Then that is evil. That is sin. That is out and out wrong. So, here it is. You may go through a lot of troubles. You may go through a lot of trials in this day, but you just stay true to the word. Because for the joy set before you, the sufferings of this present time, Romans 8:18 says, are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, I've seen people suffer. If you read Hebrews chapter 11, and you see how some of those people suffered, sawn asunder. Can you imagine a living person and taking a saw, especially with the crude instruments they had in that day, and using that saw to saw them in half while they're still alive? Oh, my goodness. That's just hard to imagine. Yet they did that just like some Islamics burnt Christians for their faith in a cage and just set them on fire and enjoyed watching them burn. It's like they put people at the stake and burnt them at the stake for their stand on the Word of God. So that's happened down through the ages. But as bad as those things, painful as those things sound, and having your children watch these things happen, as bad as all of that is, it'll seem minute in its greatness compared to the greatness of the glory that's going to be revealed in us. And that greatness is forever. That glory, that brightness, that great goodness is forever and ever. Now, we get there by just taking God at His word. So, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. Stay holy. Stay righteous. Keep those Bible standards. Now, I don't want to get to a point in my life where people say, look what Andy Bloom did. Look what Central Baptist Church did. No. I want people to be able to say, That's something that only God could do. He did it through Central Baptist. He did it through Andy Bloom. He did it through you. But only God can do it. You couldn't do it. When that happens, then we have accomplished the purpose of God in our life. And remember, the purpose God has for you, that purpose, and you carry it out, it'll always be holy. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. That is a principle at all times. He says, cursed be the man that turns to the arm of flesh and departs from the Spirit of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 17, 5. They try to do the work of God in the power of the flesh. They try to work on stirring the lust, the sensualities of the man in order to get him into their religion. Instead of depending on the Bible and the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. You see, that just shows a lack of true faith in God and His Word. They need to repent and get right with God themselves. They may lead people to religion, but they're not going to lead them to the Holy God of the Bible, but rather it's going to be another Jesus, as 2 Corinthians 12 talks about, not the Jesus of the Bible. Now that leads us to the promises. We see it in Romans chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, persecution may define publicly people whose relationship with Jesus Christ is actually personal and those who have a profession only. Persecution does that. When the world persecutes, many put the tail between the leg like the scared dog and run. And persecution, again, may define publicly who has a personal relationship with Christ that is good and strong, and only those who have a profession only. In Romans chapter 8, verses 17 and 18, it says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Now listen to the next word, if. If is a conditional word. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, let me just say this again. Yes, there may be that time that comes where you are persecuted. People say all manner of evil against you falsely for his name's sake.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his